A little more of the best bits with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Afternoon, Australia. Welcome to A Little More of the Best Bits with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And I mean, boy, have we got a doozy for you heading into your Easter weekend.
I know. I was just looking down at the rundown, what we've got ahead for the best bits today. And it says bra smuggling.
Yeah.
New sport, is it?
Classic radio stuff. What did you smuggle in your bra? If you've never heard this on radio before, I mean, wow. Don't touch that dial.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
You're so dumb.
It's not me, it's my partner. She asked why there's no video footage of dinosaurs.
The baby duck is a duckling, and the baby cow is a calf, and the baby sheep is a lamb, and I was like, I thought they were completely separate animals.
Carrie and Tommy's, how dumb are you?
Yeah, it's a safe place. We are celebrating your dumb moments with How Dumb Are You? Yeah.
We're celebrating your dumb moment. Or was it Sonder's dumb moment? I'm not sure who's being dumb in this scenario,
well,
but it's something to do with
right
Sonder and Buzz.
Someone just hit print on the printer as we were going to air. And
Sonder. Yeah.
That was me. Yeah.
No, what happened? You were helping Buzz get a house or something?
Yes.
He wanted a car. Sorry, who's
you
talking?
You tell Buzz.
All right, so I'm desperate. I was desperate for a rental and I was looking for a character reference. And I said to Sonder, can you write me a character reference that I can give in with my application just to help me get the rental? And she's like, yeah, no problem at all. Then she sends on this Word doc to me and it was really beautiful, Sonder. I was actually quite touched. And then, aww. So all I did is I converted it to a PDF and put it on my rental application. When I was reviewing it after it had already been sent,
oh no!
I was scrolling down.
Oh no!
And
there was a cheeky joke that you put in there, was there?
No, word for word, the rental reference was word for word something she copied off Google, and she left the Google bit on the bottom of the document.
I didn't know how to write a reference, so I just found a template online and then inserted
word for word.
But I left the original down the
John Stanhope.
No, but I don't think that's I don't think that's you being dumb. I think that's Buzz.
Thank you.
I'm happy to be collectively dumb here because
okay,
I should have checked.
Can we make this a bit specific, this how dumb are you, and do how dumb are you technology related? Because someone hit me up on Instagram over the summer holiday to tell me about this great product that they had that I should use with baby Adelaide, right? And they attached it and sent it through their Instagram, and instead they attached their shopping list that they made for Coles. And it went through all of her shopping and stuff for her kids, a note she'd made to herself, and then the next thing was, oh, sorry, I've just realised I've attached my shopping list. I'll attach the thing and then attach the shopping list again. That would happen all the time when you attach the wrong thing.
How dumb are you, Tech Edition?
How dumb are you, Tech Edition?
Done.
131060.
I turn my mic on. No.
Yeah, 131060.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
You're so dumb.
It's not me, it's my partner. She asked why there's no video footage of dinosaurs.
The baby duck is a duckling, and the baby cow is a calf, and the baby sheep is a lamb, and I was like, I thought they were completely separate animals.
Carrie and Tommy's, how dumb are you?
We're doing the Tech Edition.
Here we are.
Sonder was giving a reference to Buzz and just got a template off Google and left on there that it was a template off Google. Mm. So you're not any of those qualities that Sonder said you are.
But John Stanhope is.
John Stanhope. But we're talking about tech stuff because attaching things gets you in trouble all the time. I had a girlfriend who once a week had to at work attach like a latest, what do you call it? There's a word for it in the offices, like an update on what's happening.
Like a what's on for the week.
Yeah, but is it like
a schedule or something?
There's a word for it anyway.
A memo?
She had to do baby brain.
If only this she wasn't pre-recorded, we could edit these bits out when you're searching for the word.
Every Monday she had to update the entire, she worked in a massive organisation, the entire organisation of what's happening in her office that week. Everyone read it, the bosses and everything. She, instead of attaching what's happening in the workplace, attached her ovulation cycle specified what days she should have sex.
What's happening on the workbench? Mate, you can't say that on the radio.
Yes, I can.
You can't say that word on the radio.
I can. It's an act that's happening.
Really?
Yes.
I would have been saying it heaps then.
No, you can't say it on radio. Anyway, accidents happen. Casey, what happened? How dumb are you in the tech world?
Well, I was applying for a job as a legal receptionist, and instead of sending the nice cover letter that I just typed out, I sent out the cover letter for a dental receptionist position. I actually still got the job, though.
Hey.
I sweet talked my way out of it and I got the job.
What was different between the dental one and that one? Like, with
well,
teeth,
the cover letter
like that?
Said that I'm very passionate about the dental industry.
Maybe they were just talking about your other hobbies.
Like, they just thought you had really good teeth.
Yeah, like, yeah. She's into a lot of stuff.
Yeah, she'd be a good reception. She'd be like, with big smile, big clean smile.
Yes, pearly whites as you walk through the door. Em from the sunny coast. Em, how dumb are you?
I accidentally sent a bitchy message to a group message on Facebook, and I quickly deleted it when I realised, and then I sent the exact same message to the same group again.
Oh, no. Is this? Oh, did you do the classic trying to text about someone and send it to that person?
Oh. I didn't send it to the person, but I sent it to a group of people who know the person.
Oh.
If it helps them, I've once tried to stalk my ex on Facebook, and instead of searching her
liked
name,
her pictures.
No, I typed it as my status.
Oh,
yeah. Did you not know that?
That's amazing.
Yeah, and so my best mate called me. I was like, I realized what I'd done. And my best mate, I deleted straight away. My best mate, my phone rings straight away and he goes, bro, are you okay? Because that's so grim.
I don't think we need any more. Nah. I think that takes the cake.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
All right, so...
Talk to me. Because you just did the thing that I do when I've forgotten what I was going to say. I go, all right, here's the thing. There's a little guy in my brain who's frantically sorting through the files in my mind. It's also when I'm losing an argument and someone goes, blah, 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 blah. And I go, hold on a second.
Okay, well, the little guy in my head's working very slowly at the moment because I'm very tired.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think mine's a little girl. I know that's weird. Little man, a little woman.
No, because he's slipping into senility before our eyes.
Aussies are only getting jiggy with it once or twice a week.
What do you mean?
That's a fact, according to a new study.
Ooh,
exactly.
Buzz, yeah.
Good tune. In England, they're doing it less than once a week.
Yeah,
American,
because they're uglier.
American, 2 to 3 times a week.
I would be doing it with the English less than that
no,
as well.
No, see, I was surprised. The Americans are doing it 2 to 3 times a week.
Yeah, but that's
they're only doing it once or twice.
That's because Americans have that can-do attitude. You know how, you know how everything's like, we are the best. But I need to know, are these people in relationships?
Oh, mate, to be fair, this is just a little segue I was using to get to the story that I wanted to tell, so I don't have all the facts on
that.
Okay. No, what I wanted to talk about was obviously new mum, not much happening in that way.
Sure.
In fact, do you know, I went for my 6-week checkup and the doctor was telling me.
Oh, I thought you meant with Chris.
No.
I'm like, geez, it's getting grim if that's what you're referring to it as. Hey, babe, put some Barry White on. It's time for my 6-week checkup. Hey, it's your birthday, hon. You can give me a 6-week checkup if you like.
Well, a 6-week checkup at the obstetrician, and he was saying, because that's when they sort of give you the all clear, and he was saying that...
Oh, to go ahead.
Yeah, he's had people
you need to
come in, or just because they check that physically you're feeling in a good way, mentally you're feeling in a good way, you're all good to go, right?
Oh, like a guy waving the plane in to land. Yeah. Like, you're all good.
And usually what happens is a husband and wife are sitting there and he says you're good to go and the wife's there pleading with him to say, not quite yet, and the husband's like, yes. Anyway... He was saying that people come back at the 6-week checkup and they're already preggers. I mean,
what?
I don't know. That's also not what this story was going to be about. But isn't that fascinating? So, you know exactly what I mean. Just think it through.
But the bit I don't understand about that is how quickly, I thought you didn't know, how quickly do you know you're pregnant?
Exactly. So for most women, probably maybe 2 weeks after they conceived, you might feel slight sore boobs or something. That would be when your period's due.
So they're like there are people who have gone, hey, you know what we should do to celebrate the birth of our baby? Have a crack at another one.
I mean, I have so many questions because I honestly have no idea how that's even possible for lots of different reasons. Brings me back to the point of I'm tired. We're not having
a Can that just be it? That's just all Bickmore wanted to say.
I'm 10:60. Are you tired?
Are you tired and not rooting? Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
No surprise, a lot of people have called in. A lot of tired people who aren't getting jiggy with it as often as they'd like.
Well, they're not too tired to pick up the phone, but they are too tired to root. let's go to Jasmine. Jasmine, what's happening?
Hi. Yes, I was pregnant at my 6 week checkup.
So, no.
Whoa.
Yeah, I had. I actually carry. This is how nuts this is. I had 3 separate pregnancies within a 2 year period.
Oh,
so my three children were 23 months, 11 months old the day that the baby was born. So
how do you sound so happy?
Well, you know what? I don't know how. I mean, I've actually got 5 children under the age of 11. So, yeah, and all to the same father before you say anything, Tommy. Thanks very much.
I wasn't even going to – no, the thing I'm fascinated by is, Jasmine, this means that there's a point in each year for about a month or so where you go –
Yes, we worked out my anniversary. And now I send him away. Happy anniversary to me. You go away.
No. Where you have 2 kids that are the same age, right?
Yes, it's December. So the first of December, my now 9-year-old will turn 10.
Yep.
So for the month of December, they are the same age. And then on the 1st of January, Bronte will turn, 11. So for December, they call themselves twins. But for lack of a better term, which the hospital gave me, they actually call them Irish twins because there's 2 separate births in the same calendar year.
Wow. And in layman's terms, it's just mum and dad are rooting like rabbits. Good on you. Great stuff.
Chizzy's on the line.
Chizzy. Getting chizzy with it.
Are you getting chizzy with it often, Chizzy?
Hey, mate, at least 2 times a day.
Oh, mate. Oh, my God. No way, Chizzy.
I think
you
called it in the wrong call.
Hey,
Tommy.
Fancy jealous, mate.
Hey, I'm jealous. Chizzy, I want to hang out with you. What do? You're a bit of fun.
Hey, mate. Nah, man, I just do maintenance. So.
Well, it sounds like you do maintenance a few times a day.
That's it, mate. Got to keep yourself busy. It's a beautiful thing in life, mate. Nothing.
I didn't know you were keeping yourself busy. That's a different thing.
Okay. Oh, no. You and Chizzy can get your own radio show for
mate,
another time.
Hey, you're listening to Tommy and Chizzy live on the air.
Didn't even sound like that.
Yes, he did.
He didn't.
Let's go back to Chizzy. Hey, Chizzy, you sound like that, don't you?
Yeah, man, totally. I'm a wog. I'm a Tommy.
Yeah, see?
You because sound more woggish than Chizzy sounds woggish.
I've got a bit of wog too. Hey, right, Chizzy, we'll catch up later. We'll do burnouts anyway. Let's go.
next do a time caller. For one more caller.
Yeah. We have Chris on the line. Chris, go ahead, caller.
Hello, my name's Chris Walker and I haven't had sex with my partner, Carrie Brown.
Okay.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. A little more of the best bits.
I've got a story that I think's going to tickle your little side abs, Tommy Little.
Talk to me, because you know my side abs haven't had a workout in a while. The front abs, they've been tickled heap, but the side abs, they're being left out there, stranded.
A couple of things I know about you.
Yep.
You like a night out.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
You like a late night snack.
I love a late night snack.
And you like boobs.
I am the original triple threat. Yes, you got me.
So this is why I think you'll love this story.
Okay,
so there's this mum, 22-year-old mum, right? And
because you know
she...
what I've got? I've just combined with my head at the moment, and there's now a late-night shop that's selling edible boobs as a snack.
Nah, 22-year-old mum, she's gone out for a night out, right? She's had a few drinks. Midway through the night, she goes, oh, I'm feeling a little peckish. I might have a quick pit stop. And grab something to eat. What does she want to eat? What do you feel like when you're a little bit peckish? Ooh, I'll have some chicken nuggets. Some nugs to get me going.
Smash some nugs. 20
pack. Smash some nugs. Sometimes, though, you got to think ahead. As a mum, you're always thinking ahead. You're always packing things just in case the kids get hungry later. Right?
The amount of hats and water bottles that I see that women just pull from everywhere. I'm like, how do you
sultanas.
Get... Yeah, and
always
sunscreen.
Always got a packet of sultanas and sunscreen. So she's gone, I might get hungry again later in the night. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stick a few chicken nuggets down my bra. And when I'm in the club later on and I get hungry, just reach down into them.
Isn't that fun?
Isn't
just a nibble
brilliant?
A nork nug.
Well, here's the thing.
Yes.
As she posted online, things took a turn, though, because as her night went on, she forgot that she'd squirreled away the little nuggets for later. And she says she took a lad home with her. And as he undid her bra, a load of chicken nuggets came falling out all over.
Can I just say? say, as potentially a lad who might find himself in this situation, to all the women of Australia, please don't be shy. The only thing that I would love more when I undo some of the bra is to find boobs and nuggets. I mean, that's heaven. And to combine the wonderfulness of a breast with the taste of chicken nuggets, I mean, that is just heaven.
Anyway, so what I want to know, yes. right, is yep. this is genius, right? I've heard of putting tissues down your bra. Occasionally I put my credit card down my bra when I'm going for a walk.
I didn't. So why are you stuffing? Why are you choosing, and again, I'm all for it, don't get me wrong, but why are you choosing bra instead of bag?
Well, because I'm going walking without my bag. I don't take a bag when I go walking. So if I need to put a tissue somewhere on my credit card or anything, any number of things.
So this is so you're streamlined, but you've still got supplies.
Yeah, and depending on what point I'm at in my life, whether I'm pregnant, whether I'm breastfeeding, whether I'm post-baby, they change in size. So there's certain times I can fit more things in there than imagine other times.
Imagine if you're lactating, because then you can have nuggets on one side, you can have condiments on the other, and you can say,
have a milkshake dig on in one side.
Yeah, you can have a milkshake and nuggets with tomato sauce and mustard.
But I know mums, like toys, I'm sure if they like, stick a toy car, if their kid needs it, just put it down the middle, keep it there for later. Then you got free hands to wrangle the kids. 13, 10, 60. What have you smuggled down your bra?
That's great. And because just before we do go to her calls, I just need to ask you, in what would otherwise be an entirely inappropriate question, what are you currently packing?
Just boobs. Okay. No nuggets, no tissues. I'm just going commando at the moment.
Okay, then Buzz, what are you packing?
I've got a pen. Carrie
Bickmore and Tommy Little. A little more of the best bits.
Right, so we're talking, ladies, what have you smuggled? I mean, look, I shouldn't just say it's for ladies, but what have you smuggled down your bra?
Oh, if you're wearing a supportive brassiere.
Manzier, isn't it?
Manzier. Is that what
Seinfeld,
it is?
What did they say?
I don't know. Buzz, what are you wearing?
I'm wearing a man's ear.
Yeah, man's ear. That's great. Yeah.
It's good back support. Like that.
We're doing a good old-fashioned bit of Nork news.
A mum went out. She had a few drinks, stopped in for some chicken nuggets, thought she might get peckish later, so she squirreled some away in her bra for later, met a man, went home, and as he undid her bra, loads of chicken nuggets fell out on top of him.
It's like he's
and
won
she was apologising for it, but hey, who says he was complaining? It could have been the greatest joy for him to see.
And just the energy you needed right at the right time, I reckon.
Exactly, a little pick-me-up. So I'm asking, what have you smuggled in your bra? Kylie, what have you got going on in there?
Well, I was bringing all the washing in from the car and I tucked all the car keys and I had two sets of house keys and 10,000 key rings and all that stuff. I tucked them in, completely forgot about them about 5 hours later, took off my bra and they fell out onto the bed.
I love please the phrase tucked them in too.
And please tell me there was someone around to say, is that the key to your heart? I'm guessing by that laughter and then
you wouldn't
silence,
get a second date with that. Mel, what have you smuggled in your bra?
Hi guys, so I'm all for carrying around a few crystals like rose quartz or a bit of amethyst for some self-care.
Oh, good on you,
they
Mel.
Wouldn't be comfortable though. They'd be quite like, you know, rocks down your bra. It doesn't
look, I have broken
comfort.
A few because have I forget what? That they're in there and I take the bra off and they come flying.
Oh, I thought you meant you'd broken a few boobs. You meant the crystals. Right, okay. And so have you left them there and forgotten about them, Mel?
Yes, quite regularly, because they do. They get so nice and warm and comfortable and they press right up against your skin.
Okay, this is a lot. Has anyone else found them or have you always been the finder?
Hubby has found a few, yes.
That could be a hazard when they come flying out and he's like hit him in his head.
Yeah, well, sometimes they just stick there too because I've been in there all day.
Yeah, that's just my sweaty emerald stone stuck to the side. And does hubby have a few stashed down his jocks just for safekeeping?
No, but there's an idea.
Some of those might disappear and you'll never find them again, though.
Simone.
Yeah.
Simone, I understand you've had something alive down yours.
Oh, wow.
I have. Yes, I have.
What was it?
So I was riding my horse when I was a teenager. I lived in the country and I found a turtle on the side of the road and I wanted to take it home because there was no water anywhere and I thought it was lost and stuff. So I shoved it down the front of my bra and rode home with a turtle in my bra.
Did it have
And it didn't crawl out?
I was trying to. So, yeah.
Did it have its head in the inverted position or was it kind of motorboating you on the way home?
No. It was, the head was up. Like, you know, facing up. So, you know, because I was
on
my T-shirt.
I have just read something on our computer that says you still have the turtle.
No, I don't have it. No, I don't have it. No.
Okay, not sure why it says she still has it on the computer.
Did the turtle survive the journey?
Yes, it did. Okay. It did. It would be an old turtle.
Well, I mean, even if it didn't, what a way to go.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. A little more of the best bits.
Right across the country, that wraps up A Little More of the Best Bits with Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, if you haven't got online to register yet, to your chance to win a trip to the Northern Territory, it will be an unforgettable trip of a lifetime. Make sure you get online now from Catherine Gorge to Kakadu. There's a perfect holiday for you in the NT. Just book your NT experience now at Qantas.com or for your chance to win. What do they do, Buzzy?
Just register at carrieandtommy.com.au. You've got 4 days to do it because we are back on Tuesday and we're giving you the first chance to do that when we return after our Easter break.
I wonder when they do Easter egg hunts.
Yes.
Up there.
Yes.
Do you think that Easter eggs melt?
In the NT?
Yes.
Everything melts.
Yes.
Hearts, Easter eggs, ice creams.
I was trying to segue into the fact that it's Easter this weekend. Oh, enjoy your Easter, everybody.
I'll skip thinking of melty things while you guys do your Easter. Ice cubes.
Keep going.
Wax figures.
Thanks, because.
Yeah. Anyway, have a great Easter long weekend, everybody. We'll be back on Tuesday. We'll see you then.
Icy poles.
Right, goodbye.
Clippos.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. A little more of the best bits.